WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Family members of one of convicted murderer William Morva's victims are split on his execution. It's scheduled for today, and even UN human rights experts are pressing the governor to stop it. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 6th. Good morning. William Morva was convicted of killing a security guard and sheriff's deputy in a hospital in Blacksburg 9 years ago. He had been jailed for robbery. He was delusional, convinced the prison food was killing him. Morva's execution is scheduled for tonight, but opposition to it is mounting. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Pain reports, the UN has issued a statement.
In 2014, a court-ordered psychiatrist diagnosed Morva with delusional disorder and noted his crimes may have been committed because of his delusions. Morva's lawyers have requested clemency from Governor Terry McAuliffe. The governor hasn't made a decision yet, and time is running short. Now, officials from the United Nations say they're deeply concerned, and they're urging McAuliffe to step in.
In my memory, this is the first time the UN Special Rapporteur has ever been involved directly in a Virginia execution.
Rob Lee has been representing death row inmates in Virginia for more than 20 years.
The last time that the UN Special Rapporteur became directly involved in any execution in the United States was in the case of Scott Panetti, another man who was afflicted with serious mental illness.
Almost 20 state lawmakers have also signed a letter asking the governor to commute Morva's death sentence to life in prison. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Meanwhile, the mother of one of Morva's victims says she hopes Morva's execution proceeds as planned. Janine Sutphin is the mother of Eric Sutphin, the sheriff's deputy killed by Morva in 2006. Janine Sutphin said she feels sympathy for Morva's family but wants justice for her son. But another family member is opposed to Morva's execution. Rachel Sutphin, the deputy's daughter, said in an email to reporters on Wednesday that she has asked Governor Terry McAuliffe to spare Morva's life. Sutphin says she is, quote, against the death penalty for religious and moral reasons. Also, two United Nations human rights experts are calling on McAuliffe to halt Morva's execution. McAuliffe's office has said Morva's clemency petition is under review. And Morva's execution will be more secretive. Recent changes to the state's protocol means that if he is executed, he would remain shielded from the view of his attorney and media witnesses until after he has been restrained and IV lines have been inserted. The change from earlier protocols has drawn fire from defense attorneys and transparency advocates. In other news, the pay-to-play scandal that resulted in the conviction of former Governor Bob McDonnell may have ended when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the jury's unanimous decision, but Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports that at least one part of that trial has lasting consequences.
Gifts. Every member of the General Assembly is offered an unending parade of them. Everything from coffee mugs and award statues to fancy meals and booze. But ever since former Governor Bob McDonnell was convicted of accepting gifts in exchange for official acts, something has changed in Richmond. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says new disclosure forms show that conviction changed how lawmakers think about gifts.
As a response to that, many of them said, look, I'm just going to take nothing from nobody, and that's going to be my policy, and that way I can't get in trouble for anything. And that's what this data shows a lot of them have done.
More than half of the lawmakers report receiving no gifts during the two-month General Assembly session earlier this year. And although clerks are legally required to accept the disclosure forms, nobody is required to check to see if they're filled out correctly. So it's possible all those blank forms might not be totally accurate. And then there's the other form of influence, one that Carl Tobias at the University of Richmond Law School says is much more widespread.
The bigger question is the whole question of donations, where we don't have, I think, much by way of limitations on those.
The new disclosure forms show the most popular gift this year was a ticket to the Virginia Agribusiness Council banquet. The tickets were $80 each. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Enjoy your Thursday.